to another banging episode. My name is Fabio Baker.
And this is KJ The One.
And the show is called It's Whatever. How's it going, bro?
It's good.
You good?
All good.
Let people know where they can follow us on social media.
You all can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. Pinterest, MySpace, Facebook.
Why are you smiling so weirdly when you said that?
PSN, Grindr, Finder, at Fajo Baker, at KG The One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you're on Grindr now?
Nah, I ain't gonna
keeping your options open.
Nah.
You know, just even just the word, just like the word Grindr. Maybe I just need to get my head out of
it. It makes you feel like you're a guy who grinds, bruh. Like you're on the grind, man. Like you're a hustler, man. You know?
Shout out to our sponsor, TaylorMade Designs, who is responsible not only for the branding, but also they hook us up with all kind of stuff that we need. Really helped us launch
our brand, man.
Our brand. Yeah. So if you guys are a business, or maybe you're an artist, maybe you're a musician or something, you just need that extra edge on social media, or maybe you need a platform, you can do that by contacting hello@tailormadedesigns.co.za. Yep. And the good news is that if you use the code
whatever,
they'll give you 30% discount. And if you already had work done with them, you can use the code
whatever
as well. And they'll give you a
5%
discount on the next work that you've done. They're running some amazing specials for the month of August. So you guys want to go check it out. It's for next to nothing, especially if you are starting up a business. You want to hit them up and make sure that you follow. Follow just Ange at 30.
At 30, man.
No, just Ange 30.
Just Ange 30.
Just Ange 30?
Yes. Just Ange 30.
At just Ange 30.
Yes.
You know, I've been out of the Twitter game for so long, I'm even forgetting how these handles.
Oh, Lord.
At just Ange.
At just Ange 30.
Man, I've been out of the Twitterverse for the longest time.
Mm.
How's your weekend?
My weekend was fine. Was fine. I didn't do work on the weekend.
Okay.
Which is why I'm probably going
to That's why, guys, today he's in one of the best moods I've seen this guy in a very, very, very long time.
It's like, you know, you have a lot of work, you're not going to finish it anyway. So it's just like, yeah, I'm going to get in trouble anyway. So like, so I'm at that place. Like I was even telling the partner, like I actually had a sit down with one of our partners. And I was like, I'm at a place in my life where it's like, I'll do the best that I can. Like I'll grind. But the things I can't get to, man, I ain't stressed about that ish, man. I'm going to get in trouble anyway. So like,
have you started smoking weed?
Nah. I've been smoking the good stuff though.
Cause I feel like you're on like that's kind of the vibe you're on.
Oh no, like, nah.
You could have just said it's prescription.
Prescription weed.
Is
it? No, but weed is not illegal anymore.
Like completely in South Africa?
Yeah. Dude, actually, what's your take on it? What's your take on weed?
You know, I'm the type of person to be like, I believe in personal boundaries.
Yes.
More than I believe in government boundaries.
Okay.
Right? Now, I understand that the government makes up laws.
Yes.
To protect us, like, you're not allowed to drink alcohol unless you've turned 18 and that. And they put those things for justifiable reasons, and I agree with that.
Yes.
However, my personal belief is that you need to set up good enough boundaries, and you need to know what's good and what's not for yourself.
But you see, that's...
And so, here's my thing. Whether the government allows it or not, that's not what I decide on whether it's allowable or not. Because people are going to do it anyway.
I understand what you're saying, right? Yes. But a 14-year-old comes to you and says, hey, weed is legal. Am I allowed to do it?
According to the government, you're allowed to do it. However, you're also allowed to jump off a bridge and kill yourself. But that's not the advisable thing for you to do.
Okay.
I'm also allowed to stab you in the eye right now with these many pretzels are in this thing. But it's advisable not to.
I mean, that would be an amazing way to go. First of all, pretzels.
Okay. Right? I don't think you're going to die by getting a pretzel in your eye, though.
But like, I think stabbing someone is illegal. That's the difference.
Yeah, I'm saying, but You know what I mean? Whether it's legal or not.
That's not the question. That's not the question. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying, like, you. What you're saying is that whether it's legal or not, that's not the issue.
Yeah. Right?
It's whether, like, personally.
Personally, what is your conviction? Yeah. What is your conviction?
What is your conviction?
On smoking weed.
Yeah.
I smoked in high school.
Yes.
And it just wasn't. It was just one of those things. It just wasn't for me.
Oh, okay.
It just. It never. I never found it fascinating. Appealing. I've never, you know, like I always admire, or I always buy into, like, what people says it is, and how artists who are smoking and that kind of thing. Or, you know, there's that, like, kind of genre of people.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you know, like
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, that's why when you said earlier, like, you were just on this high and you're like, I don't care if I, well, those weren't your words, but you were kind of just like, listen, I don't really, like, if I get in trouble, I do, if I don't, and that kind of do. That's what I'm like, and that's what I associate, that people who smoke weed are very carefree.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't experience that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't, like, maybe it's just my body type, or maybe it's the type of person that I am.
I feel you.
You get what I mean?
I never got it. I never understood. Like, I remember asking an actual pastor. I'm like, why is it wrong? Thing is, I don't know. I don't know because I've never smoked weed. So that's why I'm going to someone else for them, for their opinion, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, it's not like being intoxicated. When you're drunk, you have no control over yourself. Fine, yeah. fine. But when you're smoking weed, like, when people say stuff like this, there hasn't been, like, an instance where someone has caused an accident from smoking weed.
Yeah.
Or when I hear arguments like that, or obviously when you overly indulge, everything becomes bad. You overly indulge. I'm fine with that. But to say that it is wrong, I don't understand. Like,
I don't think the thing for me would be that I hear the argument that you don't hear people causing accidents, or maybe the percentage of people
are
probably less than those who take alcohol and that kind of thing.
But apparently they say none of them.
Okay. Well, whatever the...
I wouldn't know. Yeah,
whatever the percentage is.
Yeah.
I would... I'm thinking about... You see, once again, for me, it's not... For me, it comes back to... Person, I'm not saying everyone should make this rule.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But personally, what does my heart tell me?
Yes.
What do I want my lifestyle to be like?
Yes.
And how is it going to influence my work and what I'm doing and that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't frown upon it. When we went away for my friend's birthday last year, there was someone who joined us on day two of the weekend away.
So there's those ones.
You know, I mean, doesn't join on day one. So delayed, like, on the second day, it was a friend of a friend.
Maybe that's why you're so chilled that he joined on day two.
You know what I mean? It's probably like, yeah, nothing much can happen on Friday anyway.
Yeah.
And, like, literally throughout the day, if, like, you know, like, we're brying, we're at the swimming pool, people are having drinks and that kind of thing. He's just smoking the entire day.
Oh, yeah. See, no, that's not healthy.
However, there's nothing, like, there's, if you walked by or if you sit down, there's nothing that immediately tells you there's something up with this person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's those people who, like, start, like, saying really deeply weird things. You know, that kind of, I mean, there was literally nothing that was...
Have you actually looked at the roof?
You know? And also, the other thing is also, I also feel like when you smoke things, I don't know how regular you're doing it, but, like, let's say, for example, if you smoke before work, like, you're not, like, the odor.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not like, if you're in a party environment where you're at a house party, or if it's legal, you're in a club, whatever, I guess everyone kind of just smells almost the same because you're in that environment.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, if you were to go on a date, or you're at the movies, or you...
Hey, maybe some people are into that, man.
I'm not into it. My mom hates it. Yeah.
Hates the smell.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not into it. I also don't even... If we're not in the environment, I also don't like the smell of a cigarette. I don't want to say doing something normal, because what is normal? But, like, let's say it's first thing in the morning.
Reading your Bible.
Yeah. Look, that's not even normal for some
Because
people.
We all know that's what men do on weekends.
Yeah.
While women go to
class. Exactly, man. Yeah. Exactly.
Hashtag men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat.
So, the thing, like, if it's morning, and, like, let's say, for example, we're meeting for, like, a morning run or something, yeah. and we get together, it's one of those things that smell the most at that time. I just feel like it's not convenient for the nostrils. You know?
Okay, Shap, on that basis, then we have unanimously declared weed to be wrong. It's a sin.
I am not.
In certain situations.
I am not. I don't know who this we he's talking about. I am not of that opinion. I'm not of that opinion at all. You see, the thing is also is, you see, if, look, maybe for the general discussion, we can discuss what is sin and what is not. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The thing for me always is why. Like, what's the intent of that question? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if a 16-year-old boy asks me, is sex a sin? And then I say to him, no, right? except when. Yeah. There are those instances, right?
Or yes, except when.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's things like that. There's things that the Bible's really cleared up, but there's things that the Bible's not clear on.
Okay.
You understand? Whereas the Bible does say that if you get drunk on wine,
yeah.
It doesn't say don't drink wine. It says you get drunk on wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, like, we can talk about scriptures, like they talk about that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. If you think about that, it places a lot of value on you. So that doesn't only mean don't put intoxicating substance in. It also means watch what you're eating.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Watch what you're eating. Watch what you, like, generally, like, across the board.
Treat yourself.
So my thing is always make sure that these lifestyle decisions are coming from a wholesome heart.
Okay.
Because wholesome heart means wholesome life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because there are people who probably don't even believe in the Bible who don't want to smoke weed because they're just like, listen, that stuff could damage my life. Because, I mean, a lot of people say, like, it's better than smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, and it does have
healing. I don't know which ones, but I mean,
it has medicinal purposes. Yeah, like, dude, I saw someone with Parkinson's disease. Mm. Like, the person looks like they are in, like, agony.
Yeah.
And after smoking, they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I understand. Medicinally, I'm also, like, for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, medicinally, I'm definitely for it and that. As far as, like, whether if the government allows it or not, I think you need to decide in your heart what is the standard. And even if that's why also the thing, like, with abortion is that's why my opinion is whether the government allows it or not, it still comes down to the individual, and you should be a better choice maker.
Okay, it's fine. We've labored on that point.
We have.
I just thought it would be, like, interesting because that's a question that many people have, and I think that, like, guidance on it is needed. And I mean, I don't know. Like, I've heard a lot of silence.
The crazy thing is for me is that whenever I think about, I know when I'm doing something wrong. And sometimes when I do it, it may not be wrong to you, but I can feel it in my heart that I'm doing something wrong.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that.
I'm talking about myself. You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying I don't know what's happening in your heart, but I'm saying, like, majority of the time if I'm doing something wrong, I feel somehow I'm like, something isn't okay. Yeah.
You know why I'm scared of that?
Yeah.
Is Ravi was saying that he was listening to a debate with certain people, and they said, and the one debater said to the other, How do you tell something if something is moral? Like, how do you differentiate if something is moral or not? And the person responded by seeing.
Mm.
But in the same way that I differentiate between blue and purple. And the person said, no, but you differentiate between blue and purple by looking. You can look and see it's blue or purple.
Yeah.
So morality, what is the benchmark? And the person said, by feeling, what else?
Got you.
And the response to that was, well, in some cultures, they strongly believe that it's good to love your neighbor.
Yeah.
But in other cultures, they strongly believe that it's good to eat your neighbors.
Got you.
So do you have a personal preference? So, like, my thing is, left to our own devices, the reason why I would side with you is because you have the Holy Spirit, right? So I believe that the Holy Spirit does guide us.
Yeah.
But I think a bit of nuance is needed there, because our own heart, the Bible says that it is deceitful amongst all things.
Mm.
So, like, that's the bit of nuance that maybe I would put there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you didn't work this weekend. What did you do?
So, I went to the watch the Lion King with my girlfriend at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I'm a good boyfriend. It, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that was cool, man. So, that was cool.
You do know that only children and grandparents go to the movies at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Thing is, she needed to be in Mudimule at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Which she got there long after that. Of course, she was with me.
So, I haven't watched The Lion King as yet.
Yes.
But I know some of my friends who are very comically inclined.
Yes.
Is it comic? It is comically, right? I don't know if comically is a word.
Yeah, well, it was a comic. Yeah. The Lion King was a comic before.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah. But they were not too
happy,
pleased with the movie. I don't, obviously it can't be with the storyline because the storyline doesn't change.
Okay.
Storyline doesn't change?
They plugged a few holes.
Yeah.
So the things in the Lion King that didn't make sense. Why was Scar like that? Why did Scar have a problem with Mufasa?
I think it was just insinuated that Scar and Mufasa were brothers. He seems to be the black sheep of the family. He seems to like be second to the king.
Yeah. So, but it's not explicitly not spoken about. Like even in the movie, it's not spoken about. But you can see that. Oh shucks, that's why they don't agree.
I came to the conclusion that your brother's king, you're not. You're always taking second place. He seems to have a real animosity towards his brother, especially setting that whole thing up because you know.
But you know, Scar was actually okay. Well, in the comics, before the Lion King, before the actual movie, right, was actually a very important figure in Pride Rock. The you know the kings they gave him what they called the ancient roar or something like that.
So okay.
The second born was always like the military guy. He was in charge of the military, and they gave him a roar that was so powerful that it would like drive all the animals away and like, stuff like that, right? And they took it away. So when we watched Lion King is when those gods took it away because he was abusing it and stuff. But that came from a result of what happened between Mufasa and Scar. I don't want to spoil it. That's why I'm not.
I feel like it's not something that you can spoil for me because
like
you know what would have been a spoiler, like Mufasa didn't die and he does die. That's like spoiler of all, you know. Because I think like for me, I'm holding on to that little bit of hope that man, if only this guy didn't die.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I feel like that's the big thing about it's like Bambi, if Bambi's mom didn't die, or if this didn't happen, but I guess that's part of the...
Yeah, so, like, they plugged a lot of holes. So like, a lot of things that, like Lion King doesn't make sense, like, because of this and this and that. So they plugged those holes there.
You know, I genuinely like to meet the people who watch The Lion King, be like, it just doesn't... You know why?
Because it's a lion's the talk.
I don't understand. Like, exactly, who cares? And there's so much else going on in the movie. Like, why don't they... You know what I could also be like? They could be like, why was Timon and Pumbaa out in the wilderness and happened to find Simba out? I'd be like, and what was their other backstory?
Well, that's what The Lion King 3 is about.
Oh, my God. Like, I can't
even. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to be that guy.
Some people were like, listen, this is not The Lion King that they're going to let their kids watch. It's the thing. I personally, sentimentally feel like you've got to let your kids watch the Disney greats before they watch anything else.
I think so. You know what, for me, right, as a fan, because this is coming from a person who would be able to recite every single line from The Lion King from backwards, from the beginning scene to the end, like till today. Yeah. Like I could do something like that, right? Now, like I was disappointed also, not overall, but because there were lines that I loved. There were songs like The Morning Report that was taken out, right? There were things that were there in the original one that weren't anymore.
Yeah.
That I.
But that's the thing that I was asking you last week to say that they are the danger in making or remaking a movie is that you have a generation of people who hold on sentimentally to certain things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's why when I saw, it's not a Beyoncé album. And I felt like when the executive sat down with her, they should have said, this is not a Beyoncé album. This is a Lion King album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you were to, let's say, for example, you were looking for the Lion King soundtrack, yes, and you found Beyoncé's one, you'd be like, huh?
Yes.
You know what, yes, I mean? Unless the interludes come in where the characters talk.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, this Beyoncé album has some weird narrative, yeah, that the Lion King has.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're just some fun things. I mean, the reason why you want to pop in that Lion King VHS, if you're able to find one,
I still have it,
is because you want to sing along and see Simba go from a little cub and go all the way.
They don't do that, Hakuna
Matata, and you get what I mean.
Okay, they did, but like it wasn't as impactful as, yeah, you know.
And that's what I don't think. That's why I'm saying I didn't think people had a problem with the story. I think they had an issue
sentimental wise. I agree with that, but I feel like what it was,
mm,
was. Man, I would say it's on par, dude. I think it's on the same.
Was anything in the movie?
Sorry. Just one more thing. And the songs didn't sound like a Beyoncé sound like album at all.
Yeah, that's all. Remember, that's because that's only if you watch. I nearly said if you watch Wakanda.
Yeah.
If you watch the Black Panther,
yes,
you don't even realize, yes, that the songs are playing because, yes, some of them are only the instrumentals.
Yeah.
The reason why is because if you listen to the Black Panther album,
yeah,
you'll hear a lot of the music,
yeah,
from the movie.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But the thing is, obviously in the movie, you're not going to have, because Nala can't keep singing all of the same, you know what, yeah, I mean? You see, like in Black Panther, the main characters are not singing their own songs.
That would be cool. Man.
So that would have been weird. Like, it's not a musical.
Yeah. I just don't want to hear T'Challa break a note there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So I went and looked. Can you still comment more on that?
Yeah. Overall, I think it's a solid 9 out of 10.
Nine is you know how close nine is to 10.
I give it a 9.
Like 9 is one away from 10.
And do you know what I give the original one?
What?
9 out of 10. 9.5 out of 10.
No.
I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Hey guys, I feel like if you haven't watched it yet, I feel like there's still a percentage of us who need to go watch this movie and then decide.
Yeah.
Because 9 and 9.5, the original, I'd give 10. Because there's just no other movie like it.
I agree, but you can't say that.
You know when people are gonna, you know, like almost, okay, I don't know how much longer, but I'd estimate maybe the next 100 years. When people write these fairy tales.
Yes.
Though that's going to be the groundwork,
yes,
for what Disney Productions, you know, like yes, when people talk about, and they've only got it right with the first Nemo,
yes,
second one was trash, Finding Dory,
yeah,
it's trash.
I don't even know.
You watch it?
Yeah.
Have you seen Nemo, Finding Nemo?
Yeah, I watched it once or twice. I think I slipped through it though.
Yeah, the only ones that got it right for me was Finding Nemo, and then recently was Frozen and Moana. At least they able to. However,
yeah,
there's always gonna be movies like that, like The Little Mermaid, and The Lion King, and all of those other movies,
Aladdin,
all the princess movies, that other thing coming, whatever. Those are like the foundation that people are gonna reference them.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I recant. The original one was a 10.5 out of 10. This one was a 10 out of 10.
All your ratings are trash.
Done.
So this week I went and looked at my Instagram DP, right?
Okay.
Which I don't really think is a big deal because, unlike on other social media platforms,
yes,
even like on WhatsApp,
yes,
you can, like, click on someone's profile picture,
yes,
to see a bigger picture of it.
Yeah.
Whereas on Instagram, you can't really see the person's
DP
unless it's part of their feed, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt like the reason I had anxiety, first of all, was like just like not even like I had no reason behind it.
Yeah.
Right? However, I don't know if you ever felt the pressure of having to add a profile picture or change a profile picture.
No. I just don't.
That's the thing. you know, like when you start, especially if a lot of your stuff's linked, you know, like there's like sign in with Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's always my go-to option.
Mm.
So if I'm signing up for Instagram, sign in with Facebook. PSN, sign in with Facebook, sign in with Facebook, that kind of thing. And then usually they link all of your profile pictures together. Like, it's the same profile picture you have on here, that you have on there, that you have on here. So my Instagram profile picture was the same profile picture that I had on Facebook. But like, who cares about what's on Facebook, right?
I don't know. I care.
Yeah, nobody cares. So, and then like on PSN, I think my DP was my DP because it was your DP. We took a photo when we were on holiday.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, but we signed in somehow and it became whatever. And I left it and I was like, that's chilled.
Yeah.
But then this week I decided, let me change my Instagram
DP
display picture.
Yes.
And the anxiety that came along with it, I felt like was the combination of all the conversations we've been having about this popularity thing on Instagram.
See?
Because see? I was just, and here's the thing.
If it likes you, change yourself.
Yeah, this would have just been the what podcast, because Eva would have been gone.
well, that's cool. Yeah. I like that,
So the thing was for me, and here's the thing, I am an advocate. Not everyone is a photographer. Now, while Instagram started out for people who are interested in photography, whatever, I don't believe that you need to be able to take good pictures in order to be on Instagram.
Clearly.
You know what I mean? Because I kind of feel like it's one of those things, you're kind of telling people a little bit, for me, it's like you're telling people a little bit more about yourself, or you're sharing things that are interesting, or interesting at least to you, or interesting to the people who follow you.
You know what's funny about what you're saying there?
Yeah.
Many people just have pictures of themselves. So they find themselves interesting.
Well, I mean, listen, some people got, like, that's what you got going for yourself.
That makes one of us. As in, like, you're the only one who finds yourself interesting. But it's fine. Okay, let's
okay. carry on. I'm not even going to get into that. I don't even get into that thing, whatever. So, eventually, right, I had to contact my friend. I'll tell you who it is because she's the plug. I had to contact TaylorMade Designs, right?
Hey!
So, listen. This is not for like official work.
This is not an advert.
Listen, this is not an advert. This is definitely not an advert. This is definitely not an advert. So, I had to contact her and I was like, listen, man. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but she's able to take really good photos, especially like of herself.
Yeah, of course.
Why are you looking? Why do you have that weird smirk on your face?
I have no look on my face.
Listen, I feel like it's a gift. Some people know how to take selfies. Some people don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also, to backtrack a little bit, the reason why I had this, this hang up?
Yeah.
Is because somebody said they don't like my WhatsApp display picture.
Flip them, bruh.
Yeah, listen, I wish I had the thick skin you and Taylor Swift have.
No, I would have just zoomed in on my WhatsApp picture.
I don't, okay. I contacted her, I was like, listen, you take really good pictures, right? I was like, I gave a disclaimer for, I was like, listen, I need to ask you something really weird. And then, like, I think I psyched it up a lot too much because I was like, listen, I need you to show me how to take a decent photo so I can put up something decent so that people are not scared away
That is very good. That's a good strategy. I should do that.
What?
Because you know, like when someone says, oh, wow, this is the best movie you'll ever watch. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you watch it and you're like, meh, no type of thing. Mm-hmm. But because they hyped it up so much, so you hyped it up. You're like, yo, this is so weird.
And oh,
like,
I got so you. I got
and
you.
Then when she finally heard it, she's like, yeah, no.
That's not really a big thing.
I'm going to do that.
And so let me read you some of the keys that she sent me, right? In order to take a good... Because, I mean, everyone cares about this stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's why we have to.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, a friend in need is a friend in... Is that the same? Need is a friend indeed.
As in, if you go and help a friend in need, then you're a friend indeed.
Oh, I thought because I'm the friend in need, I'm a friend indeed.
I don't know.
Okay. So, here goes. First of all...
Oh, no, actually, a friend in need is a friend indeed. As in, you do...
That makes more sense. I just thought I was an indeed friend because I was in need.
You're an Indian friend.
Okay, get out of here. So, first of all, the four pictures that she sent me, I felt like if these are examples of what you think I'm going to look like if I take these selfies, you are completely wrong. And I'm going to show them to you in just a moment. Okay? But here was the keys to taking a good selfie. Make sure the lighting is good. Natural lighting works best between 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So this is good news. You know why? Listen. This is good news because a lot of people knock off around their time. So you won't be eating into your work time. So I thought this was very valuable to note. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay. The second one. Don't pout or smolder too much.
Do you know what it is? So you should pout, just not too much.
Yeah, not too much. Or don't smolder too much. You know what smolder is? Like, it's like that weird things usually guys on soapies do, like I can't. Maybe you should Google it.
Okay.
Then the third thing was, try not using those weird filters you put. Now here's the thing, I felt attacked because I wasn't sure if this was just part of the general keys or if this was, she was telling me, the friend indeed, try not using those weird filters you put on your pics. If you're not sure, send to me to edit. That's why I knew. She was talking to me. So I was like, wait, I have weird filters on my photos. I thought Snapchat was doing. The reason I love Snapchat. The reason I love Snapchat was because I thought, man, this app just does everything for you.
Yeah.
You ever felt good about yourself and everyone else is just like, nah. I feel like that's what was happening. And that's why, because I thought I had pretty decent. Anyway, the last two was, take different angles to see which side your face looks best and try not looking too posed. That was so confusing. It was like, add sugar, but don't.
Yeah, kind of.
Fake laugh if you need to.
But then you said I shouldn't pose.
I know.
What a poser.
If you're taking it at home, try a few different spots to see where you get the best lighting.
Oh, Lord.
Also use a tripod to set up if you want to try having more than one candid selfie. Now, to say that my anxiety went from zero to Selena Gomez on this thing, right, is an understatement.
Oh, wow.
Because after I received all of these facts, feeling personally attacked, right, these are the pictures that she sent me.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, these are like professional model.
I thought that was right shit.
Yeah. I also thought so. I was like, I mean, these are for like...
Hey, dog, I don't know.
Listen, if you guys want to know, like, the photos, I think just Google.
Like, best photo you can ever take.
Yeah, or male model or something, yeah. Or something like that. Male model selfie or something. And then she's like, try these vibes. I was like, what the heck do you mean, try these vibes? I feel like it's like telling someone, like, try to look like Naomi Campbell. No, there's nothing wrong with you. Just try to look like Tyra Banks.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, yeah, no, it's just simple. Like, just apply these steps and then you look like
that.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, your guy went outside and tried to take a few photos.
And?
Following all this, you know what the problem was, though? It wasn't between 4 and 5:30. It was a bit earlier. It was a bit earlier than then. And so, after, like, maybe 100 different photos, I was like, you know what? Screw this thing. I'll just keep my display picture as blue and be fake woke for like a really long time.
Oh, wow.
Until I went through my album and I found a photo that I was actually with someone else, with other people. And I thought, this is a good smile on your face. And I cropped them out.
Like a good friend.
Like a good friend would. Yeah. And then I sent it to her and I was like, okay, this is the picture I'm uploading. What do you think about it? She's like, yeah, this is perfect. I was like, great.
Thank you. That's what I do. Whatever picture that I took with my friends that I like,
yeah,
boom.
I just don't understand. Like, the thing is for me, like, the reason I feel like all these weeks talking about not caring and not worrying what other people would think and that kind of thing was just building on me.
Yep.
And here we are. Ta-da. I got the gram disease, man. I got the gram disease. However, I will not have the gram disease when it comes to just general stuff I post on my feed.
Yup.
You know what I mean?
I feels you, man.
I don't care if my food's not positioned the way you want it to be positioned.
Yeah.
Or if it, whatever. If you want to critique it on the method or like if I could do something better.
Yeah.
But I'm not a photographer. photographer. I don't know why I was trying to go longer. I'm not a photographer. I nearly said, no, I'm not a photographist.
Hey, man, that's a profession.
Yeah. So, listen, everyone owes me now for being a friend indeed for all of those tips. Do you have the Facebook quote of the week?
Yeah. You know, that's what's weird, right? About this quote, which is cool, right? is that, you know when you have, like, when Facebook reminds you how much of a dumb person you were in the past? Yo, dude, I cringe. You are like, I see something and I'm like, ha! Yo,
the 2009 in specifically, dude. I know what you're talking about.
imagine how you're going to feel 5 years from now.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, think looking back to
this. At least I maybe think like, what the heck was I thinking when I shared those memes? Man. But at least I'm away from that
now. Yeah. So, but like every once in a while, Facebook throws a nugget.
Yeah.
This week's Facebook, this segment was supposed to be Tweet of the Week, but this week's Facebook of the Week comes from yours truly.
Listen, when you said, quote, Facebook quote of the week, I did not think you were quoting anyone else except yourself.
Oh, wow.
You, listen, in your Facebook universe, you are the wisest.
But look, dude, okay, another thing before I read it. Like posting people's timelines isn't a thing anymore.
I know.
That is so weird.
Do you feel like you were smarter back then? I feel like I was smarter back then. I read some of this stuff, like some of it I'm like embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you come up with this?
Broski. Okay, anyway, this is what it is. And I wrote this in 2016, 3 years ago. And 2016 was the worst year of my entire existence.
Mine too.
Yeah. So one of my friends described it as everything bad that could have happened in 2016.
Oh, mine was 15. Yeah.
Oh, had it, dog. Yeah, so this is how it goes. It's a quote from James Stewart. That's weird. His name is James Stewart Stewart.
It says, nothing uncagey about that.
It was a glorious phrase that he led the captivity captive. That the very triumphs of his foes, its means, used for their defeat. He compelled their darkness, he compelled their dark achievements to subserve his end, not theirs. They nailed him to a tree, not knowing by that very act they were bringing the world to his feet. They gave him a cross, not guessing that he would make it his throne. They flung him outside the gates to die, not knowing that that very moment they were lifting the gates of the universe so that the king can come in. They thought to root out his doctrine. Not understanding that they were implanting impressionably in the hearts of men, and the very name they intended to destroy. They thought they had God defeated, with his back against the wall, pinned and helpless and defeated. They didn't know that it was God themselves that had tracked them down to that point. He did not conquer in spite of the dark mystery of evil. He conquered through it.
Wow.
Dog.
The thing is, like, 3 years ago, you were so... That's the space you were in.
My guy.
You know what I mean? Whew. That's like the space that you're in. Man. That's really cool.
Yeah. I like that thing. That God, Jesus. Like, man, you throw anything at him, right? Like, he literally makes lemonade out of lemon. Literally. Yeah. He literally made everything that you threw at him. Like, man, that's so cool, man. And like, for me, it's very encouraging that I serve a God that whatever I'm facing, he went through it.
Yeah.
And whatever it is that is put in front of me, that I don't pray that he takes that thing away.
Yeah.
But that I'm able to conquer it.
Yeah, I really like that, because I remember in the book of Luke, when Jesus is washing the disciples' feet, he says to them, you don't understand what's happening now, but you will understand at a later time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the whole time you're reading that, that's just kind of the thing that's resounding through my heart, because it's kind of like the same thing. It's like the same person they nailed to the tree, they didn't know that it would be the same person who would pay. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And so sometimes it feels like you don't know why all these things. And I feel like it's so profound that you said that year that you posted that.
Mm.
It's kind of like you may not have understood
what
was happening, but looking back now, you're like, sure, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why that
happened. It was like a foreshadowing of what was going to happen.
And yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I read this and I'm like, sure, God is so faithful, man. Like, the times where you think that he's not there, the times in your darkest despair where you're like, but God, why?
Mm.
God, why?
Yeah.
And there is no conceivable reason why this may happen or why this thing, why would you ever? But it just shows us how feeble we are because he knows why.
That's it.
Yeah, he knows why. He's the grand weaver of stories.
Yeah.
Rabbi Zacharias described it this way. He said, one dude or something like that owned a farm and he had this horse, and he went hunting in the hood in the woods and stuff, and he found this horse and he brought it back. So the neighbor goes, oh wow, that's brilliant. You found this beautiful horse. God must be on your side. Then one day when his child goes and he's cleaning this horse, it breaks his leg. So then it's like, oh wow, God, like that actually yeah. was a curse.
Yeah.
Then a couple of days later, the gang members who are coming looking for the strongest people, children to like steal. But his leg is broken, so they skip over him. So the neighbor comes and says, oh, wow, God is actually on your side. You know, type of thing. And
yeah.
he goes on and on up with this series of a story. And he's like, why don't you just step back? Like, whatever you're going through, just pause. Later on in the future, when you look back to this moment, you will, when you start connecting the dots.
That's so good, my friend.
I think that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just keeping that faith and that hope that God knows,
bro. That's
God
it, man. Knows.
All
that's
things it. Work for the for those who believe in him. So
that's it, man. Yeah. By the way, I got a Facebook memory of something you wrote on my wall.
Hey.
Like 7 years ago, whatever.
Okay.
And when I read it, I was just reminded of how long we've been friends, and how cool our friendship's been in the longest time, and how our friendship has evolved as well.
Yeah.
Through that, so. Maybe people should start writing on each other's walls again, because that's really what's cool.
I'm going to start doing that.
Since you're preaching, let's talk about the church that invited Jesus to preach at their church.
Wow, dog. I didn't know, man. Because they don't do that on every Sunday.
No, he was a guest speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, where was the church? The thing is, I saw a meme, and I thought this was a meme. you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I genuinely thought it was a meme until I saw it in the headline somewhere. Wow. And then when you got here and you reminded me of it, I was like, wait. Yeah, that happened.
Someone invited Jesus, apparently, who came from heaven and came and preached.
Is that what they were saying? So that's how they advertised from the Holy of Holies.
And you look like Michelangelo's boyfriend. Because you know the pictures that we have of Jesus was Michelangelo who painted his boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he looked like Michelangelo's boyfriend.
So isn't it crazy that so many people have an idea of what, or we've commercialized the image so much that even out in, was it Kenya?
Yeah.
That even out in Kenya, that this guy arrives, he's the guest speaker, and people automatically know it's Jesus because of the way he looks.
That's weird.
isn't that so? And I mean like...
Yeah. You know, and it's not the first person. There are many people who've had that look, who have claimed to be Jesus.
Yeah.
And people to take him seriously.
The thing for me as a churchgoer is if my pastor were to say our guest speaker next week is Jesus, I'd be like, has our guest speaker not always been Jesus that week? And is he a guest? Is he a guest? Because first of all...
Is he a guest?
Yeah. That's a good question. Is he a guest speaker, first of all? Yeah. Second of all, I feel like all the words that you're speaking to us are on... That's why I'm like... When you get on, like, if you're at a church and you get up behind it, you're saying these are the words of God.
Yes.
That's the implication.
That's exactly what's happening.
You know what I mean? So it's like, listen, guys, this week God used my brilliant imagination, my storytelling, my intelligence to compose this thing so that I can come and tell you guys about this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So I was like, did anyone not ask those questions?
But it's kind of weird, man. Like, I don't know. Like, but you know, the sad part is, the Bible says that they will gather themselves preachers. They won't be able to solid the truth of Scripture. So they'll find preachers who preach what they want. They'll find themselves preachers who preach what they want.
What they want, yeah.
And God will lead them to their own delusion.
Yeah.
So these people will actually believe that was Jesus.
Yeah.
God willingly
just
says, okay, fine, if that's what you want to believe, fine, believe it.
That's heavy, eh?
That is heavy and that is
That's
scary.
Really heavy. Do you remember, like, I think last week or a couple of weeks ago, we're talking about doing it for the gram.
Yep.
And how much sharing is too much sharing and airing out our dirty laundry.
Yes.
So I reported on the Blueface drama that was happening. The lead that we had was from TMZ. So remember I told you guys that Blueface had kicked his mom and his sister out of his house because he's... Okay, first of all, Blueface has two girlfriends. So he's in a polygamous...
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
Polygamous is for religious reasons and it's only the men.
Okay.
Yeah.
And polyamorous?
It's like liberal. So like if you're not religious and like and if a woman can have another boyfriend,
got
it's
you.
Polyamorous.
Okay. So anyway, so he's got these two chicks living with him, whatever. The first reports that started coming off is that there were rumors that one of the girls was stealing his jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just kind of, I'm like, you know what? I don't know if it's just the way that they're reporting the story, but everything just seems a bit trashy around this guy. And the sad thing is that he's doing really well musically. Like, his music's doing really well. He's popular. He's getting a lot of gigs, getting booked a lot, whatever the case is. Leading up to the episode that we're recording today, his sister, who, since her brother's shoot to fame musically, she became an Instagram model. Okay? Which is just like you put photos on Instagram. Doesn't really mean a lot. Right? She's a very beautiful girl, but now she's released a diss track.
On Blueface.
To Blueface.
We all see what this is.
Exactly. So here was my thing. I was like, you know what the difficult thing for me to always believe with these celebrities are? Whenever there's this kind of drama, is this for to keep your name circulating in the news? Or is this something genuinely that's happening?
No, it's not.
Because they are better. Why don't you focus on selling more albums? Then your name will be in the news.
But my thing is, that's how they get the people to buy the albums. You know, you seen the KSI and the Logan Paul for a fight?
Yeah,
like, the whole thing, like, even Jake Paul and Logan Paul, they brothers, but they're like writing diss songs and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Logan Paul made more money. And Jake Paul made more money in that entire beef than they made like in the entire career.
That's crazy.
So even the Logan Paul and the KSI fight, like it's not Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah.
But people tuned in. People actually paid money.
Yeah.
They made a crap ton of money.
Yeah. The thing Gary Vee always says, you know, like whenever people are asking questions, majority of the time he's always asking them how much content they're pushing out on social media.
Ah, but that guy's too much, though.
Yeah, he's a lot. There are moments when I'm with him, but there's some moments. I mean, I told you this like a while ago. However, the thing for me is he's always asking how much content you're pushing out there because you've always got to pee on people's feeds. Mm. And I feel like that's the same thing with these. You know, like, I think these are like, you know, you get A and B grade actors.
Yeah.
I feel like these are B grade musicians.
Yeah.
You know, like the Blueface's and...
You need this too.
And 6ix9ine and
all
of these people or whatever. They kind of need that hype around their names. It's like, you know, you get like... you know, you get like good reality TV and then you get just the trashy stuff. You know what I mean? It's like the difference between those, that the trashy has always got to come up with new hooks and lines and that kind of thing in order
to sell and stuff.
To sell or whatever. So yeah, that's what I was just kind of thinking about.
Yeah. So then I don't know if you saw this, but Kim Kardashian's photographer like is a predator apparently.
Yeah.
So like the first time I saw this, I don't know how I felt about it. Well, as a Christian, I'm like, no, you don't do this. So essentially, how it was phrased was that Kim Kardashian's photographer would tell models that, or like ladies.
Yeah.
So he charged like $2,000 per photo shoot.
Okay.
That's a lot of money for two.
Yeah.
Grand.
Well, South Africa, it's almost 24,000 rand.
24.
And what's the rent to the US?
It's around 13, 14. So that's like 36.
36, okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
For an hour. Yeah. That's a lot of money. So, but then he's like, no, if you send me nude, then like, we square. Then I'll do the photo thing of you.
Okay.
So for me, I was like, ah, dog. Like, From a Christian perspective, yes, no, wrong, yeah. Right? But I'm like, you can't penalize him for that. Like, he's like, okay, no, if you don't want to, then it's fine. Then you have to pay me $2,000, right? The only issue, yeah, do you know how to comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where I started, like, changing my mind was when apparently he actually acted very predatorily.
Yeah.
So, like, he would... like start touching them while doing photo shoots without their consent and stuff like that.
The gray area that I'm kind of there that's none of my business is that I'm also asking, who are these celebrities who don't have that money that need to send him a nude, first of all? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Second of all, I understand it's the name. Because remember, if you shoot Kim Kardashian, you also, it's not about, I can go pay someone else $2,000 for that photo shoot. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
You want to be shot by the person who shoots Kim Kardashian. It's about that. It's like her makeup, anything related
to her. Yeah.
To her, if you able
her
to...
Her garbage man.
If you can trend overnight.
Yeah.
Kim's garbage man is my garbage man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. So if I understand his leverage in that sense, I don't think it's about the money. I think it's the leverage. I think it's like, okay, listen, I shot Kim Kardashian. It's the name. Do you want... Your photos are going to probably sell faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do they need to do it? I don't think so. He should maybe go earlier in the game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like people who want to become famous and be like, I shot Kim. Do you want to... I see that kind of working in that instance. I don't think he's soliciting. I think he's giving them an option. You say yes, you say no. What I do have a problem with is that if it's predatory when he takes the nudes of you, he shoots you nude, and then he says, I'm going to sell
post
these.
This, yeah.
Or he's with you, he touches you inappropriately.
Exactly, without consent.
The other arrangement is what, like, that's what the Me Too movement started, not only with women saying they've been victimized by these people, but they all said, listen, we've had enough of, if I want this job, I must compromise in this way.
Thank you.
If I want to be shot by Kim, listen, just because I'm a woman, now I have to give you nudes for you to shoot me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone else, this is Kim's photographer, if Blueface wants to get shot, he pays the $2,000, he gets the photos, there's no problem. Just because I'm a woman, now I have to give you nudes in order for that to happen.
Or the thing is also with me. Like if it's $2,000 for Blueface and it's $2,000 for you, that's fair. But now if he now starts saying $10,000, then we have a problem.
Yeah, but it's $10,000 plus nudes.
No. So what he's saying is that either give me a nude or pay me $2,000.
Yeah. Okay, I get what you mean.
You understand what I'm saying?
Keep the price across the board.
Yeah, so like if he was then like saying, okay, now the chick is like, no, I don't want to send you news. Like, fine, it's not no longer $2,000. Now it's $10,000.
Besides all the other alarms that come up in that, because I mean in any scenario, whether you're shooting Kim Kardashian or you're shooting your neighbor, that's just not business morality.
But why would he even do that, dog?
But that's the thing that I'm saying. It just comes back to a thing of, it's not a business thing, it's a him thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something in him that he's not finding satisfaction.
And he's never going to find satisfaction.
He's never. And even in that world, like, what is it that's going to cause someone like Ariana Grande to do that for a thing, whatever? She don't need it. That's why so many of these artists are doing it themselves instead of getting managers and producers, whatever. And the crazy thing is, he's going to start putting photographers out of work. Because if celebrities just decide, paparazzi can shoot us from afar, but if personally, they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
If you go through the Kardashians' feeds, majority of those photos are not professionally shot. They just, they're at home with their cell phones, and a lot of Instagram models, those kind of things, a lot of it is through our iPhones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, like, another thing Gary Vee says, he's like, you've got a smartphone in your head, but dumb head on your shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, use the thing. You know,
yeah.
But for me, I was hoping, because when you developed the show, I just saw Marcus Hyde. I was hoping that he's one of your NASA guys or Silicon Valley guys, something like that.
I was like, because it's Kim K and Kim K.
The truth is, I don't know where my head's been social media this week, but I've just been. I think I've just been doing things that I don't want to say like doing, because I do enjoy researching these things, but I've just been doing things that make me happy.
That's good, man.
You know, just like, you know, if I'm watching something, like I'm the type of person, if I start watching a series and the first episode's not getting me, I will soldier on to the end of that episode before I move on to a different series. But like, if something just wasn't, I'll just change. Shift gears.
That's what I do, man.
Do something else.
Yep.
You know?
I feel you, man. Hey, man. Banking. Islamic banking.
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. Like, was there anything in particular that...
Well,
that
I don't think we have to. I think we can spend the later half possibly talking about the deeper issues that you had come up with.
Okay.
But the thing that caught my attention is there was an advert by Absa.
Yeah.
I feel like I can mention it because they're the ones who put it on their social media.
Yes.
So I can talk about it. You talk about it. And the ad was about banking that honors your Islamic values.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have no issue. Please don't think that this is another Republican report where I'm out here painting it in a certain way. The thing for me was, I thought, I began looking at the comments, because it's always interesting to see what Christians are going to say respond. Yeah. The biggest thing was, when Christians read that advert, they were saying, what about us?
Why? Okay.
Now here's the thing. I think before Christians get their Ark of the Covenant in a knot, they need to realize that there are different rules around Islamic money than there are from Christianity.
Yes.
You understand?
Exactly.
Our rules is, given shall be given back unto you. We pay 10%, or we give 10% to our churches. Mm. We give offerings and that kind of thing, whatever. There are no rules against how we save that money, or where we save that money, or with who we save that money. Mm. I mean, even Jesus took, when the question of tax came on, he pointed to the coin, he said, whose face is on this coin?
Jesus.
He was never negating the authority of the government.
Yeah.
Now, neither does the Islamic people. However, there are just different rules according to how. Like, for example, a festival is coming up in Islam starting on the 1st or the 2nd of August.
Yes.
And women have to cut their nails and shave any hair that they want to remove before this festival starts, because they're not allowed to do it during that festival.
Okay.
It's a religious belief or ideology.
Yeah.
And so a lot of different people have. So I thought that it was intelligent of Absa to find out what those rules are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that they can cater to an audience that they weren't reaching before. Because imagine you start a bank, and with the Islamic population growing at the rate that it's growing, you're just losing them because they're not allowed. They have religious beliefs that doesn't allow them to do business with you. You know what I mean? And so you alter things so that they can.
Yeah.
Does it take away from you? No. Do the rules change? No. Do the interest rates change? No.
But I'll talk about that.
Yeah. Later. But what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't take away anything.
Yeah.
From anyone.
Yeah. Also, Islamic accounts have always existed.
Yeah.
They've been around.
Even Islamic banks.
Yeah, like, they've been around. So we have a problem with it now
because
it's on an advert. But it's fine. Like, I don't know. Like, so apparently, because, like, if the Christians were like, how about a Christian system? The banking system is Jewish. I think it was invented by Jewish. It comes from a Judeo-Christian worldview. So, like, keep quiet.
Yeah.
Number two, right? Islamic, you wouldn't, even if you wouldn't even want to have an Islamic bank account, because you don't get interest on the money.
Yeah.
No bank charges, no interest.
Okay.
So, like, me as a financial guy.
Oh, because I think that's what the problem is. I think the interest is haram.
Oh, okay.
You see what I think?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm 100%, but just as you're saying that, something clicked and I remembered.
Yeah.
That there's something about the banking that religiously. It, like, for example, if you ask me, you know, the Bible says, if you ask me for a shirt, I must give you two.
Yeah.
So there's something that infringes on that.
On that.
You know what I mean? And that's one of the issues.
Yeah. So, like, fine. I don't, the bank doesn't give you interest, they don't charge you bank costs. Fine. We're cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm not fine with that. I want my interest.
Exactly.
My interest.
Yeah.
So like, dog, like, chill, dog. Like, I don't know. I see no problems with it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
So, and I think the bank is cool with that because now I get to loan out your money and not give you interest on it.
Yeah.
It's a win for the bank. If everyone had Islamic accounts, the bank would be like happy.
Look, there's another way to do it as well. If you're not happy with the banking systems that we have in South Africa, then keep your money under your mattress.
Yeah.
Or put it in your drawer and then you can withdraw it whenever you'd like to.
Yeah. I just think people are just trying to find, you know what it is? It's Christians who grew up hearing that Islam is bad, and Islam is from Satan.
Yeah.
So now when you see Islam, oh, there's a bank from Islam. In your head, you're like, it's a satanic bank. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, these are the end times. Yeah. Now Islamic people have their own banks.
Yeah.
Like, makes no sense. I think that's where it comes
from. Yeah. So my friend sent me or tagged me in a post from Trump Jr. I don't even know what the lighty's name is. Donald son.
Eric, the one that he never claims.
Yeah. So anyway, tag me in the post. I don't follow him because I don't care much about those people, which you know. But tag me in a post where they were reporting on, I don't know if they were the graves of soldiers or just the graves of people in general.
Yeah.
But there were prayers on these graves. I can't remember. I think there was a psalm and it said, Lord, something, and there were words after that, and they started removing the word Lord from these tombstones. And it had him and his party up in arms that they were removing the word Lord from the tombstone. Now, how interested would you be when you die, and I put up a tombstone and it says, Lord, in thee I believe, and someone comes and removes the word Lord from your tombstone? How bothered would you be?
I'd be very bothered. I mean, like, I have all the emotions inside a casket.
All the emotions inside and like being in heaven and just worried about the stupid things that you're doing.
A Sicily rock.
Is that a sign of the end times? That people are removing word Lord?
I mean, clearly, that's Illuminati.
I mean, that's complete Illuminati confirmed. You know what I thought immediately? And I really want to get into your thing. But the one thing I thought, I was like, you know what? It just shows me, you know, to create a Facebook post a Instagram post around this thing, and for your followers, my friend, to tag me in it, it shows me where your headspace is in terms of how you feel about what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just before we started, just on my feed, something came up by Ava, who's the director of When They See Us, and she's continued to tell the guys' stories, the Exonerated Five stories, through more information that we didn't see in the documentary. And one of it is that one of the guys, his girlfriend, actually when he got incarcerated the second time, his girlfriend passed away while he was in jail. Wow. You know what I mean? And so there's stories, there's so much more heartbreak that come out through there. You know what I mean? And there are those type of issues. You know what I mean? Where people are getting incarcerated unjustly.
Yeah.
People are being, there's violence, there's protest, that kind of thing. But you're worried about people scratching the word Lord off a tombstone. Yeah.
Dog, these are serious issues, man.
These are serious issues. Anyway, give us the intelligent breakdown for this week.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, dude, I was actually doing some stuff, right? I've been always hearing... So I was listening to some apologetics, and I've always been hearing ontological argument, cosmological argument.
Like, just say that again, because I couldn't even read it. Ontological.
Ontological.
It sounds like something you'd get if you go to the doctor.
Ontological.
Or it sounds like the type of doctor that you'd go to.
Ontological.
I need to go see an ontological doctor for the issue that I have.
Yeah. So I thought this was brilliant, man. Like, so I researched it just to try to understand. Like, I mean, I love philosophy, but yo, those guys are smarter than I am, man. Like, I am not close to those guys. So I just researched it just for fun. I had a Saturday morning. I was like, okay, I can burn like 6 hours going through.
Oh, this. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but it's fine. I'll give you guys the summarized version.
Yeah.
So unless you want to go for 6 hours, I'm fine with that.
It's not Saturday, and I do not have 6 hours. Okay, so that's no. The answer.
So he's the reason why it's not going for 6 hours. Anyway.
And there are not enough pretzels in this bowl for me to go 6 hours.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, I researched it, and immediately I read it, I was like, "This makes no sense, no sense at all." But lay the premises down. So it's a deductive argument.
Okay.
So what a deductive argument is that there's a series of premises, and if all of them are true, you have to accept the conclusion.
So there's a checklist of things you need to go through in order to prove that
the conclusion. Yes. To prove the conclusion. I'll give you an example. Right. I'm going to make it up on the spot, so it might be stupid. Right. I'll say something like, brown dogs are evil.
Okay.
Dogs are evil, right? So my argument is this.
So there are six things you've got to prove in order to prove that this dog is evil.
No. So it's a logical step point for me to say to conclude to say, is it logical for you to conclude that dogs are evil? You'll understand right away after the example. I'll say something like, the color brown is evil.
Yeah.
Right. Dogs are brown. Therefore,
dogs are evil.
Okay. So it's a deductive argument.
Yeah.
Logically, it makes sense. Logically.
Yeah.
But what we have a problem with are the premises.
Yeah.
Brown is evil. You need to qualify that. What do you mean that brown is evil?
Got you.
Right? And if you can disprove that one thing, that the entire argument falls flat.
Yeah.
So that's what a deductive argument is.
Okay.
Right. So this is a deductive argument in this case. It says, it is possible that God, the maximal great being, exists. I'll explain what a maximally great being is.
Yeah.
It is possible that God, the maximally great being, exists. If it is possible that God exists, then God exists in some possible worlds.
Yeah.
Right? If God exists in some possible worlds, then God must exist in all possible worlds.
Got you.
If God exists in all possible worlds, then God should exist in the actual world, therefore God exists.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I
logically.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it?
The thing is, I'm not going to say right now, yes.
Yeah, okay. So for me,
yeah.
I was like, that's a cop-out. I don't understand what this means. That's a cop-out. You can't just say, because essentially the argument is, if there's the slightest possibility that God exists, then God exists.
Okay.
So it sounds like a cop-out.
Because that if we were to go back to the explanation you did for me is that if there is the slightest possibility that brown is evil, that would mean that brown is evil.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So already I'm like, this makes no sense. But logically it makes sense. Like in the same following the same logic, when you say brown is evil, dogs are brown, therefore logically it makes sense. Just that we don't agree with the fact that brown is evil.
Okay.
Right? So it makes logical sense. And the ontological argument is the logic is never debated. They only debate the first premise, which is it is possible that God exists.
Yeah.
That's the thing that they debate, which is
funny.
And the reason why, right, is that what a maximally great being is.
Okay.
Is that you're saying that there's a being that exists that cannot be improved. That is the greatest thing to ever exist.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about it right now, right, if God can tell one lie, right, he wouldn't be a maximally great being because you'd be able to think of a God who doesn't tell a lie.
Yeah.
So God being maximally great, there's nothing can improve. So there's no power, there's nothing. He's the greatest thing to ever exist.
Yeah.
Right. So what then they then say is that if it's possible that God exists in some possible world. So imagine the multiverse, if you will, right? Hypothetically. Unicorns could exist.
Okay.
In our world, probably not, because we don't have fossils.
I'm just going with it.
Yeah, in our world, probably not, because we don't have fossils to prove that unicorns exist. But in some possible world, it could be that unicorns exist.
Yeah.
You can't prove with 100% certainty that unicorns do not exist in that universe, yeah, right? But in our world, they don't exist.
Yeah.
Right? In the same way, we can say that God probably exists in some hypothetical world. In some hypothetical world, God does exist.
Yeah.
Right? And what they then say about this is that if God exists in this hypothetical world, wait, he's maximally great.
Yeah.
So he can't exist in that one possible world. That means it has to exist in all possible worlds.
Because then if he didn't exist in the other world, that means it's not maximum.
It's not maximally great. Yeah. You see, you're getting it. Right? If he exists in all possible worlds, that means he exists in our world.
Yeah.
And therefore, if he exists in our world, then God exists.
Yeah.
So if there's a possibility that God exists, then God exists.
So, am I an oncologicalist now?
But people have arguments to this. Then you can ask, then why can't you say a unicorn exists?
Yeah.
Because if it's possible for a unicorn to exist, doesn't it then logically follow that then unicorns exist in our possible world then? But unicorns aren't maximally great.
Yeah. Okay. Because we're proving that God is the superior.
The maximally great thing. And you might say, okay, fine. A maximally great unicorn existed.
But he wouldn't, because he doesn't exist in our time.
No. Well, in a possible world, fine.
Yeah.
He exists, a maximally great unicorn. But the fact of the matter... So here's another thing that I forgot to say. So there are three kinds of things, right, that exist. So it's either your continuous, so in a possible world that you exist. So like unicorns can exist, possibly, right? Necessary, that means you exist in all possible worlds. So numbers. If there are no numbers, you can't have a world without numbers. Or you can't have a universe.
I didn't actually think about that.
But or universes are necessary. You can't have many universes without universes.
Yeah.
Right? So we're saying that God is necessary, meaning that he exists in all possible worlds. That's the argument that we're trying to make, right? So something like a square circle, that's an impossibility.
Yeah.
You cannot have that in any possible world. You cannot have a square circle. So a maximally great unicorn would be a square circle, because a unicorn is material, which means that if it's material, then there was a time where it didn't exist.
Yeah. Right?
And you can't have that, because that wouldn't be maximally great.
So what is the question that people are asking that we would use this method of thinking to answer?
Does God exist?
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I thought it was very smart.
Yeah.
To say that if there's a possibility, so when an atheist comes to you, right, and says, when an atheist comes and says there's no God, the onus is on them to prove that there is, not that he doesn't exist, that there is no possibility
that he exists.
Because if they grant the fact that he may exist,
yeah,
then he does.
Yeah. Because a lot of the times they'll pick apart what the argument is for God existing,
yeah,
and not come with a strong enough argument as to why
he does not exist.
Yeah.
So okay. I think that helps us in that instance, where if you can at least make them admit that there is a God, that maybe somewhere else, maybe God does exist, but we don't know about it. If you grant that,
yeah,
then you have granted the fact that he exists.
Yeah.
Like not knowing. And yeah, that's the ontological argument.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know about the type of weaponry being used here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be my go-to. I'm maybe more of like a machine gun guy.
Yeah.
This seems like a scalpel type of, like.
But yeah,
you know.
I don't know, man.
But to cool. Listen, the reason I think it's really cool is because we need people who are intelligent like that to ask certain questions and to solve certain issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that there's so many things in our world that... I think one of the great things that we were able to do coming out of apartheid post-94 was able to find solutions and answers to our world now. And I feel like in the same way, we've got to be progressive in our faith as well. That we're not answering questions in the same way we've always, but coming up with
new ways
of answering.
Dude, and answering, like, you know what the thing is? Like, many people will look at me and be like, KG, you're being a prude, and or like, you're being weird. My thing is, it always comes from Christians, not from non-Christians.
Yeah.
Atheists are the ones who say that Christians don't actually think, because they would bring something like this up. Like, an ordinary atheist who has no training would bring something like this up, and a Christian wouldn't be able to defend themselves. Yeah. He would just say, oh, but... So my thing is, even if you don't know how to defend yourself, at least know where to point.
Yeah, at least that's my thing. Yeah, that's my thing as well, is that if you don't know, there is, and it's okay not to know,
at least
know where to go find that information, or at least get them to point them to those.
Exactly, because yesterday, my girlfriend's sister asked the question, why sin seems to be very... unfair, because I sin, but it affects you.
Yeah.
Why? How do you answer that? You can't. Yeah. You can't give a just have faith, or you need to give an answer that satisfies that.
Yeah.
And that is a very deep question.
Yeah.
That's a very. It's not a question that you can answer within 10 minutes, but you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I understand.
Yeah. So like, yeah. I don't know. Like, for me, like, I think that's why it's important that even though no one cares, that we do think about.
No, I don't think no one cares. You know what? I feel like there's a very small percentage of people who kind of got their blinkers down, and they're like, listen, as long as we're on our way to Calvary, we don't ask a lot of questions, we don't tell whatever, just believe, you know what I mean? Yeah. There are a lot of people, whatever. The reason for me is that it stretches my faith. Like, for me, even though I don't understand, and I probably wouldn't even remember the steps it would take to answer that question.
But you understand.
Like, yeah, I understand. But the thing that I have now is that I've got confidence that it can be answered.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that reinforces my faith.
I think so.
You know what I mean? If you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each of them have a different approach to explaining the Gospel. Mm. Luke is so intricate in his explanations, something that you'd probably think that Matthew was just lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. But Matthew and Luke need each other to be able to... And that's the thing.
Yeah.
All of us find ourselves, we're either Matthews, or we're Marks, or we're Lukes, or we're Johns. You know what I mean? And Matthew's starting... For me, Matthew's kind of like the very layman. It's straight. Yeah. It's to the point. It's there, whatever. And as they progress, you get to John the dreamer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where John is seeing things in multicolor and 3D and that kind of thing. Whereas Luke is slicing the thing open and looking what's inside.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then Mark is kind of saying, listen, what the last guy said, here's kind of more information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Matthew's just kind of like, listen, quickly, here's the here's the synopsis. This is what happened. Yeah. Everyone just gets saved. It's finished and it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you, man. And I think also, like, just, I don't know if it's a closing remark or whatever. Like, as you said, like, it reassures us that our faith is valid. Like, you're in safe hands. Like, you're not just leaping into thin air.
You know what the thing for me is that people who think like you and have ideas like you, I feel like it is really the empty heads that are going to make the loudest noise about that's not important. You know what I mean? And so if the guys at NASA were to listen to the guys, now, no diss towards the guys who are on Jersey Shore or Jordy Shore, whatever it is called right now, to those over-tanned, alcohol high, just that, if they were to listen to those guys, be like, you guys are such nerds, whatever, we would not understand the way our planet works.
Yes.
Understand? And if NASA doesn't listen to all of these cool Jordy Shore guys, loosen up, then the world wouldn't have balance.
I think so, man. So, and also, like, last thing. You're gonna realize now, once you know this, you're gonna notice how many times you're gonna notice this.
Yeah.
Like, cause you need to know. You don't know what you don't know. Yeah. But now that you know it,
exactly.
Even though you don't understand all the arguments, and when it comes up, I promise you.
Yeah. It may not come out as textbook as what it was presented.
Yeah.
But it is gonna come out in a way that you'll be able to relate.
You're gonna be like, oh, shucks. wait, I heard something on our podcast about that. Yeah. Like, legit. Like,
not just scary. Any podcast, whatever hey, podcast. Man. Not just whatever podcast you're listening to, this
that,
whatever.
Yeah,
podcast.
Exactly, man. Yeah, so, like, so that's the thing that for me, that was so cool. Like, I remember, like, when I discovered apologetics, bro, I used to, like, replay scenarios in high school where yeah. someone would tell me, like, God doesn't exist. And I was like, no, he does. And I did not. But, like, now I'm like, flip, I wish I could go back.
I wish I could say that.
Yeah, but, like, it's... Yeah, it is whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, today is
Tuesday. Yeah.
Anything happening? Anything coming up?
Yeah, no, bro. Just more work, bro. More work. Yeah, I just got off the phone before the podcast telling my manager that I have work for him. Oh, shucks. And I have to send my partner something before tomorrow morning. Gosh, my life.
Yeah, there is nothing that I think about and I'm like, I wish I had your job.
Ugh.
Nothing. If they paid me without doing the work, then I'm in.
Oh, wow.
Or like just to have the thing. You know, like sometimes it sounds more fancier than what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of those things. Anyway, one more time, let the good people know where they can find us.
Facebook, Instagram.
That's Twitter, where it is.
Everywhere, man. At Fadio Baker, I kid you, the one who
that's where it is. That's where it is, man. Remember to hit up our show sponsor, shout out at Just Ange 30. You can contact them, hello@tailormade.co.za, if you want any design work doing. She's currently designing the CD inlet for one of...
Jay-Z. Beyonce.
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that so that I don't infringe on our confidentiality agreements over here. But she is really good. Trust me, she's like top level.
You've probably seen her billboards.
Yeah, you've probably seen something, never knew it's her. It's beyond. The cool thing is it's like having a Jay-Z feature without having to pay for it.
Literally.
You get the quality Jay-Z brings, you get the clout Jay-Z brings.
30% off.
But it's not, you're not going to have to sell a kidney for it.
Amen.
Use the code whatever, both options, 30%, 5% if you're returning clients. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Remember to subscribe, hit those stars on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Remember to, you can listen to us on any platform, share it with your friends, post on social media, let's make a note about it. Until next week, it's whatever.